New York voters November 4th overwhelmingly re-elected Governor Andrew Cuomo to a second term. Cuomo defeated Republican Rob Astorino in the county executive's home county by 13 percentage points, 55% to 42%. Yet in the 2013 Westchester County executive race, Astorino scored a decisive win over Democrat Noam Bramson by 12 percentage points in a county where Democratic voters outnumber Republicans 2-1. New Rochelle Mayor Noam Bramson.
For one thing, it's a different electorate in an even year and an odd year. So the jury of voters that passed judgment on him in 2013 is quite different from the jury that passed judgment on him in 2014.
He adds,
on the other hand, the governor had the resources to really highlight the conservatism of Rob's views and record. And to a great degree, people in Westchester have previously had a sort of false impression of Rob's alleged moderation. So some of that veneer may have been stripped off, and that could have longer-term consequences.
Republican Westchester County Legislator Michael Smith, whose district includes Astorino's hometown of Mount Pleasant, talks about why in Westchester Astorino defeated Bramson last year, yet lost to Cuomo, who also lives in the county. He says the latter, in part, can be attributed to Astorino's having been outspent by Cuomo.
And certainly the voice was very, very loud from the Cuomo campaign. Also, too, at, I think, where Noam Bramson tried to campaign on social issues at the local level, people understood that it was about property taxes and jobs. The social issues have, I think, a larger play at the state level.
Democrat Catherine Borgia is Board of Legislators Majority Leader.
So I think the 42% was a pretty big loss here in Westchester. And I think that even his campaign and his supporters that I've spoken to seem a little bit surprised at that low number.
She says while a number of Democratic candidates were getting trounced, Astorino was not riding that wave.
You know, it was a huge Republican sweep year. It was a wave, and for him to really not get a good percentage here in his home county when he's really, really run on being the Westchester County executive and being in Westchester and being able to work in Westchester with and represent a majority of Democrats voters, I think shows that maybe his message is a little bit discordant with what we believe here in Westchester County.
Smith says Astorino's experience on the campaign trail should not hurt his dealings with legislators.
No, I actually think things are going to be a little bit better. I think, unfortunately, in this highly partisan world that we are in, particularly in Westchester County, there was a good portion of the legislature that was very focused on undermining the activities for political purposes of the county executive. Now that the county executive is not running for governor anymore and no longer is the county legislature receiving directions from Albany as to what they should be doing to undermine Rob, I think they can focus more and ideally will focus more on the business at hand that will help all the taxpayers of Westchester County.
Earlier this year, the Democratic caucus members of the Westchester County Board of Legislators introduced a resolution declaring the office of county executive vacant, calling for a special election. Borgia says relations between legislators and Astorino depend on him.
I guess it's going to depend on whether or not he's coming back, willing to work with us, or if he's going to come back, in a different frame of mind. That remains to be seen. We're going to be getting the budget next week, so I think that'll be a good opening salvo to see where we're going as we do those budget negotiations.
Bramson says he's unsure whether Astorino's relationship with the Board of Legislators might change.
The legislature, as you probably know, is now run by a bipartisan coalition. And so in that sense, the likelihood of really intense partisan friction is maybe diminished. But it's a little bit too soon to know.
Bramson is leaving the door open for another county executive run, but says he is focused on his mayoral job and will likely run for re-election next year. Astorino, in his concession speech, alluded to another run for governor.
For we have not tilted at windmills in this campaign. We have planted a flag. And we will be back to reclaim it and advance it further.
Smith says he would like to see Astorino make a second run for governor.
County Executive Astorino will be well positioned for a run 4 years from now to sort of, build up and get his story out there and attract a professional talent to campaign, more talent to the campaign management. And I think there's tremendous opportunities.
Neither Astorino nor his spokespeople returned a request for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.